Blog Talk Radio.
So tell it, man, what you wanna do when you know I'm in love with you. Third time, gotta turn around. Love for you, but you can't define. Fly me, baby, fine with me. I'm in love with a bumblebee. Ooh, slim boy, you appeal to me. You're so sweet to me. Oh, honey,
to the Black Womaniverse. This is Seek Wisdom. Today is Wednesday, March 24th. So I am calling out to all the sisters, all the gods, you know, because y'all, Black woman is God. So, you know, if you're listening, whether you're on Facebook or on our website or our social network, come on over to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Black Womaniverse, so you can chat with us and participate with this conversation. And pretty much today we are going to be, you know, talking about our spring retreat that we had on the 19th through the 21st. Oh, my. All I can say is oh, my. Wow, I'm going to go ahead and open up some of the sisters' lines so we can go ahead and start having our conversation about our retreat. It was wonderful. That's all I can say if I could try to sum it up into one word. All right, Goddess B, your line is open, and I believe Sister Abena.
Yes, okay.
a tap.
Peace, God.
Peace.
Okay.
How y'all doing?
Fabulous. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, fabulous. I'm still dreaming.
I know, right? what's good, Sister Abena?
Yeah, life is good. Good.
Man,
yeah,
man.
And the principles of Ma'at, truth, justice, harmony, order, balance, propriety, and reciprocity. That's good.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I just wanted to, you know, call out to the sisters, my sacred sisters that, you know, participated in this retreat so we could, you know, let everyone know about our experience during the retreat. You know, some of us had some expectations beforehand, didn't know what to expect, you know, kind of sort of what our experience was on this first initial, because this is going to be the first, this was the first of many retreats to come. So we're going to see if two or three of the other sisters can call in. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and get the ball rolling. I know a lot of women have a hard time, you know, stepping out and especially meeting someone that you have not met physically before. So, you know, for the two of you that are already on the line, can you, I guess, talk about that? How did you feel? I know myself, I guess I'll speak first. I'm the person who set the retreat up, but even though I set it up, I was still a little bit of, like, you know, not – expecting anything negative to happen, but definitely didn't expect anything negative to happen. But I was a little apprehensive, like, you know, these sisters I haven't met before, but, you know, I spoke to them all. They got beautiful spirits about them. But, you know, just a little bit of, mama had to really make me do this because I had been struggling with it for a while, but I knew it was something I was supposed to do. So that's kind of sort of how I felt, you know, going into this. What did the two of you feel? You know, meeting the sisters for the first time and actually buying that ticket to come to the retreat.
Mm-hmm. Abner, you want to go first?
Yeah, I defer to you.
Okay. Well, the last few years I have been listening to my heart and to the Mother Spirit. And so the energy I was feeling from you, I've been listening to your radio show, Seek Wisdom, for a while. I was very impressed with it. And I said, okay, now I'm on this goddess trek. I'm doing my studying and research, but I didn't want to just stay behind the computer.
Right.
So this is an opportunity to get out there and see, put a face, you know. And I just went on and said, okay, jump in it, and bought the ticket, ended up at your house, and it was the best thing I could have ever done because I listened to my heart that said, go ahead and do this. And I just liked the way we communicated and the way you set this whole platform up. It was a wonderful thing because they always say sisters can't get along. You know, you get more than one, two women, it's going to be some problems. But we showed that it is possible. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, made some wonderful new friends, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Wow. Wow. All right. How about you, Sister Avena?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would say first, I didn't feel any apprehension about going out and meeting sisters and meeting folks that I've not met before, if you will, because that's something that I have done and have practiced. I've met many people in person that I've communicated with first on the internet and have traveled as far as Canada to meet people in person. So being able to sort of experience, you know, the vibes, like you said, the energy and so forth, and knowing, you know, kind of a sense of safety or, you know, connection, a drawing, if you will, a drawing. I've been able to move with that and go forward. So I didn't have apprehension in that regard or anxiety, and was looking forward just in terms of the nature, the context of what it was about in terms of coming together in the spirit of Mami and Mami Wata and the teachings, and the being able to come together and being that which I am and interacting with other people who also see themselves as I do, you know. So it was that purpose that really drew me. I've listened to your shows, you know, via Blog Talk periodically, and has, for myself personally, experienced some sort of hit or miss type experiences. Now, I heard you say you didn't think, or, you know, kind of that anything, quote unquote, negative would be present at all. And for you, there wasn't anything, quote unquote, negative. And, you know, I would say for me, probably some of the experiences that I had, you know, there were both positive and, quote unquote, negative. And coming together with you all, sisters, and, you know, having did get the opportunity to meet Goddess V before going. Queenie Fama, I knew because I have traveled to meet her. So it was, for me, meeting you for the first time and some of the other sisters who were there, and that was, you know, truly a blessing and the energy. Over time, you know, for me, sort of began to gel and come together. It was hectic, you know, it was exciting, the build-up, the looking forward to it, the ideal, the notion. Getting there for me again, you know, there were experiences that were both, if you will, positive and negative. It's something certainly that I, if you will, quote-unquote, expected, knew to be, because any time, you know, you're working to sort of put something back together for the first time, you know, I mean, like we've been, you know, cast down for a very, very long time and held down and spread so far apart and have had so much stuff coming at us in the way of experiences that have been or are so contrary to who and what we really are, so that the beginning to come back together, I expect to be painful. It's growth. And I believe that anything that sort of is in an active process of growth and change will experience this thing called pain and or negativity, if you will. So it's something that I kind of plan for and have a plan in terms of, okay, how to manage it, how to think about it, how to know what's what, seek the guidance of the spirit that was drawing and moving us there and relying on that. So for that, okay. I've been blessed. Thanks, yeah.
All right. Let's see. I guess I was trying to wait for a couple of other sisters. Hold on, wait. Let me check this other line. We have a caller from Skype or a private number.
Peace, it's Sister Earth.
Peace, hey. Earth, how you doing?
Yeah.
Good, how are you?
Peace, okay, Sister Earth, yeah.
Peace,
Abana. How are you?
Yeah, okay.
Peace, Earth.
Peace.
It's Goddess B.
Hey, Goddess B.
I'm glad to hear from you.
I'm glad to hear from you, too. I've been singing praises about you to Earth, to Sister C. Carmine.
Yeah, we did it. She did it. She pulled it off.
She did.
I just can't. Okay, look, I got so many thoughts in my head, I can't even get them out right now. I was so excited to be able to host it, to be able to put it together, and one, to be able to just meet up with each and every sister that was participating. So I'm sitting around at different intervals during the retreat. I'm just sitting back looking like, wow, Black women are so beautiful, and then each of us have our own different talents and things to bring to the table. And I'm just looking around, I'm like, wow, Black women, us, we're just beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so excited to just be in the presence of the sisters that are on the same path. You know, some of us
mm-hmm.
are at different areas on that path, but yet and still, we're still on the same path. And it was just wonderful to just sit back and kick back for the weekend and kind of renew.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful, especially the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Very powerful.
Yes. The beach was very, very powerful. I'm in the process of posting some pictures onto the blackwomenshealth.ning.com. So that everyone can get to see some of the pictures from our retreat. The pictures I have are the ones that Ifama took. I didn't get a hold of any other pictures just yet, so I will slowly be posting some pictures online.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. I wanted to kind of sort of touch on how, like, Goddess B, from your experience, how was the, how was the flow of things, meeting up with each of the different sisters, not knowing them before? I know you briefly touched on it, but I know each of us tried to get some one-on-one time with each sister. What did you find out, and what did you get from this experience with these sisters that you've never physically met before?
Okay. Well, it wasn't like a set program where, we had to stick to a rigid,
right,
a rigid, time frame. So the flow was very natural. The way we came in, some came the night before, some came the next day. I mean, I did get some one-on-one time with Shy Bless. I got one-on-one with Abna. You know, each person brought their own personality and their own special gift.
Right.
And it all kind of like tied in together with the whole theme of the retreat. So even with pitching in, everybody helped pitch in, doing the dishes, cooking the food. We went out into the, marketplaces and enjoyed that experience being out, just when you go out with somebody, you see how they act in public, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we were all like, I felt like it was like a girlfriend weekend, like I've known you guys.
Right.
And see, that's what's kind of weird, just even saying that I've known you guys before, because maybe I have. Maybe we've all, which we are, we all connected. And
right,
when we put down, like, all these judgments of other people and, actually put down all these stresses of outside life, work, family, all that, and just be who we are, we're all connected and we're all striving for the same thing, which is peace, love, happiness, health, prosperity, and just giving thanks of being part of the great cosmic mother. But I really am looking forward to continuing the relationship with the sisters that I made contact with, see, because I don't think this happened for, coincidence. It was just too comfortable. Okay. Hello.
Ashe.
All right. I missed the last part of what you were saying because Blog Talk kicked me off, so I had to call back in.
Wow.
I did. I mean, I was so mad. I was into what you were saying, too, and all I heard was doo-doo-doo. So I'm like, what in the world is going on?
I
had to hang up and call back in.
That's all right.
Man, and I missed that.
That's okay. Catch it on rewind.
Oh, man. Okay. Sister Abna, do you want to touch on your experiences with the, with the different sisters? Like you said, you weren't, apprehensive about meeting new people that you had dealt with, like, over the internet and things like that. But how was it coming together with a group of sisters that are pretty much on the same path? And, just the experience of us, being together, cooking together, going to different places together. Can you speak a little about that from your experience here at the retreat?
Well, it was good. It was interesting meeting folks, even folks on the same path, and coming together to talk about the same thing. It was very, very busy. It was very active. There was a lot of sort of energy, I suppose, if you will. And I find that, I guess I think of the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's something that I've experienced in over the years and in the variety of relationships, cultural groups. This is a group that we came together around a particular culture, the culture of the Mamiwata, and being the gods and on that path of that sort of spiritual path, and I've been with folks sort of on the academic scholarly path. I've been with folks in a sort of the culture of revolutionary Black Power, Black Panther, you know, culture and group of people, and in a culture of just sort of being in the hood and growing up in the hood, being one of the masses, if you will, and working with those folks and interacting on that level with, and so forth. And what I find invariably, no matter what group I'm in, whether it's groups with just women and or mixed groups and or coupled groups and or, I find that sort of dynamic behaviors to be the same. And I should just say dynamic, and some of them really that are sort of I experience as problematic. And so that was, it's still always interesting for me. My experience is like, you know, I think, okay, well, I'm with this group, but I know that these kind of things are not going to happen. And then those things happen, too. And then it's like, oh, you know, oh snaps, okay, that's right. This thing that we have been buried under for so long is still, you know, present to greater or lesser degrees, still in all of us. And so those things still come up. And I'm always finding it interesting when I start to experience it. Because I always sort of expect it to be different, you know, because I know, you know, we're on this, we think the same way and know the same thing and want the same thing, that the sort of dynamic relationship, interactional patterns are going to be different. But invariably, it's like the more things change, the more they stay the same in some ways. And I just said that to say that those type of sort of some things I experience with the sisters. Doing this, you know, yet always is, you know, it's just the combination, and all of those things are true. In terms of the things that you all have already shared, I shared those experiences as well. The power, the beauty of watching the sunrise together, the connecting our spiritual energies in the end, you know, in ritual. Ceremony, and just so looking forward to building on it, you know, like the potential, the environment, the atmosphere, your home, I must say, was just the most relaxing and comfortable and natural place. I felt very, you know, comfortable in the space and just the energy in the space was just like great, and just see the potential, and I could see, you know, what the vision, you know, in terms of what it's going to be, these sister circles. And I thought, I think it was on Ifama show when we were talking about this, and I heard you all talking about a name, and I did kind of think of a name, probably about 2 days later. I know I thought when I heard you all say that I would think of one. That's something that I'm pretty kind of good at, or I do all the time, thinking acronyms and analogies. So I did come up with an acronym. And a possible sort of naming, if you will, for the group, in terms of what, as we are continuing to go further forward,
yeah, so
with building and with it.
Okay, I guess.
Want to hear it? It's called.
Yeah,
God.
I want to hear what's the name.
You want to hear it? It's called God, but it's spelled G O. Yeah, G. That's like G-O-D, small g, capital S. And the acronym is sort of gathering of, and then instead of the with a T, you say the with a D, G-O-D, gathering of the, and then the G, the small g is for God, right, gathering of the God and the big S. And so it's just spelt like the acronym, capital G-O-D, and then a small g and capital S. And what that reads, if you read it, gathering of the gods.
Okay.
Something
I have to let
that
one roll.
sure. And that's just like the first one that sort of came up. I think I spelt it got, T-O-G-O-T at first, gathering of the. But you know that G, G-O-T-G-S doesn't spell like a word. clean, so I would make it small. But, yeah, that was just a first.
Okay. Like I said, that'll have to grow on me, but that's not bad. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I had a couple questions, but I was expecting a couple of the sisters. We got one sister who is getting off work close to this time, so she may or may not be able to make it. Goddess B, is there anything you wanted to add that we haven't touched on? Any questions you have for me or Sister Abena? And, of course, Sister Earth, when Goddess B finished, I want you to touch on, you came in on Sunday as a lot of the sisters had left already, and when you came, it was Goddess B and Sister Abena that were here when you stopped by. So when Goddess B, could you touch on, did you have any questions or anything you want to add?
Well, I just want to give praise in a moment to the most exciting book I've read in a moment called The Sibyl.
Oh, how could we forget?
I had
What's
to
the name
this.
Of the book again? What's the name of the book again?
The name of this fabulous book is The Sibyls.
Yes.
The First Prophetesses of Mamiwata by Mama Zogby. Now, this is like, okay, I've been studying the goddess for the last several years now. And, you know, they say we don't read, you know, we can do the YouTube and, you know, hearsay these little videos. But this sister, Mama Zobi, I can't put this book down. And I want to ask you is, like, this book is very powerful and it seems like it is really calling us to come together. Because of the information that has been hidden, and when we find this out, I mean, it has blown my mind, and it just makes me want to know more, not only about myself, but about who we are, and I'm thinking that this book is one of the main reasons why we all got together to continue to uncover the mysteries that they've been trying to hide from us for so long.
Right, right.
You know, my question to you is, how much of an influence did this have on you to put this retreat together?
Well, the information that was in the book I heard about but had never actually read. So the actual retreat was already put together before I had these books in my hand. I had been looking for them for a while, and I had heard about them. And before I got my hands on the books or got my hands on the website so I could order the books, I had already in my head said, you know what, this first retreat is going to be dedicated to, you know, Mamiwata, Tiamat, and Umoja.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that a week and some change before the retreat, the Goddess Networks and Sister Shah Bless do a interview with Mama Zogby. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, whoa, you know what? I've been looking for this book for a minute. Let me go ahead and order it. And the Mamiwata and the Sibyls book came in like the day before the retreat officially started. And Wow. The book itself didn't actually have me doing the retreat, but it had to be the spirit of Mommy Water that did.
Mm-hmm.
So she was speaking before I even got the book in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it was just, oh, man, some of the information in this book, I haven't even finished reading the Sibyl's book. I have the Sibyl, and then I have the Mommy Water, Africa's Ancient God / Death. Unveiled, and I say that because the black woman is God.
I share.
You know, but I enjoyed listening to Dr. Delbert Blair and really getting to know him. That was just awesome. But, you know, I haven't read the book, the Mamiwata books, at all yet, and I haven't gotten my copy yet. But just hearing the pieces that we all talked about out of it, I heard part of her interviews. Yet, kind of really hearing and getting to know Delbert, it sounds like he says a lot of stuff and provides a lot of support and evidence for what Mommy Watson is also saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, some bits and pieces of that interview that we read that actually do correspond and correlate to some of the information in the Sibyls and the Mamiwata book.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I forgot that we watched the Delbert Blair video, which was the woman, man, and child lecture. If y'all haven't gotten your hands on that, sisters, please get a hold of that DVD. of course, people have to listen to things and apply their own knowledge, that which you're on frequency with you hold, and that which you're not, you let it flow and keep it moving. Same thing be said with anything you read, you know. Let it sink in for a minute, and that's what you, the part that's for you, you retain that. But, wow. Oh, another, two more DVDs we watched. God is B-boyed them, so I'm going to let her speak on those two. Wow.
Nice. He's just nice. She's so sweet about it, too.
Well, and I hope we can get this sister to come speak more, but I actually spoken to a sister named Madam Butterfly, and her DVD is called Religion Versus Karma Sutra, The Hate for Women and Her Blood. And it was very, let's say, controversial. And I just like to open up, you know, I just like to open up conversations on things that I know has been taboo most of my life, you know what I mean?
Right.
So now I want to find out what are the things that they have always been trying to hide from us. And Madam Butterfly, just tell her like it is. She just kicks it. I love her spirit. And to be out there in the streets of New York is no easy task. So
right.
I hope all the sisters enjoy watching that and the discussion we have behind the sacred blood of
yes,
the female.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The other video you have is Het Haru. Could you speak about that for a moment? We watched a portion of that video, but could you speak about that?
Yes. Here in Philadelphia, we, you know, have several places where they practice, you know, alternative, let's say alternative healing and, okay, alternative lifestyles. And I went to a Het Haru healing dance session. It's a dance for women where they actually give testimonials on them having grief, depression, illness, tumors, you know, fibroids, and how this dance has actually helped them, you know, and helped them heal. So the name of the video is called Het Haru Healing Dance with Mayash M. Aman, and she looks fabulous. And I've met her several times. She's out of New York. And I saw her at the Nile Cafe here in Philadelphia. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on where sisters are starting to wake up. And
yes.
It's all about sharing the information so we can come together like we did before.
Yes. Well, we have Sister Shaw Bless on the line. I'm going to go ahead and open up her line. Pieces.
What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing?
Peace, Shaw.
Hey, good.
Hey, Hotep, how you be, sis?
Right.
What's going on? Got it. Yes. I just punched the clock and got off the hamster wheel.
Yeah, we had conversations about them hamster wheels. Yes, well, we briefly touched on a few things already, but I'm going to go back over them because I want you to give your perspective. What was it like... what was your experience with the retreat, meeting the sisters and things of that nature? Just talk about that for a moment. And then, of course, our experience on the beach. And, you know, just give us a little bit of your experience at the retreat.
The experience was wonderful. You know, it's very rare when, you know, a group of sisters can get together that have never seen each other before and just, like, click and bond and be on the same vibration. I think it all tied in when we did go to the beach. And as soon as we walked and we saw the horizon of that water, it was just phenomenal.
Right.
It was like spectacular. And even though some of us, when we branched off, like I had said earlier, there's only one tree with many branches. So when we branched off and we all went to the water, we were throwing shells, we were doing libations, whatever we were doing, it was like strengthening that branch as well as the root of the tree. And after that experience, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. For me, after the experience, it just brought me closer. And to me, it's like we formed a sisterhood. It was like a bond. And I'm grateful for that because I left that with a charge that I'll never forget, and it caused me to bring something to people that I'm around, because they were like, well, where did you go this weekend?
Yeah. Why are you so happy?
But it was fabulous. It was a spiritual awakening, like a reawakening, a reconnection, and it's wonderful to know our sisters out there that are on that same accord. And I encourage women to do that, you know, sisters to do that wherever they are, in their cities or different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does form a bond and a connection, and I believe it definitely raises the vibration of the great month, you know.
Yes, 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 definitely. It was nothing like that beach, y'all. It was, the pictures won't even do it justice.
Oh, yeah.
That beach was beautiful, and it, like Sean just said, when we walked out to the beach, you know how you can try to plan something in your head? When we got there, it was like, you know, we were setting up the altar, you know, our central altar, you know, our central focus, where we did the incense and the stones and the candles and, you know, et cetera. But as soon as we got to the beach, it was like each sister branched off to their own private section to go talk to mommy, her own personal area. And I was just looking like, wow. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Just watch the waves come in. And it was almost like she was communing with you, like she was talking to you, you know. It was beautiful. And then the sun came up over the water, and every picture you took, you saw the sun raising higher and higher and higher. It was just so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
All right.
The energy.
I'll never forget that experience. I mean, it just left this imprint on my mind, and it's super good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It just felt so good. It felt like it was right.
Right. Right.
So who else is on the line?
We got Goddess B, Sister Abena, myself. And Sister Earth is on the line as well, but she came in on Sunday, so she missed the retreat. She missed the retreat, but she got a chance to meet up with a couple of sisters before they left.
Right. And also, every sister at the retreat was strong and powerful. The essence that the sisters had that was there in their own right. Every sister there was a powerful, powerful woman. And that right there, I'm telling you, when you get sisters in a room, everybody like have that power, it lifts the vibration. And when we did the chant later on,
oh yeah, that chant was off the chain. That chant was off the chain.
I still had to go see Avatar.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, so y'all know how Avatar, they do the chant at the base of the tree and everyone moving in unison. Oh, my. You ain't seen nothing till you see some black women do that shit.
Hey, yo, if we did that like 5 minutes more longer, we would have opened up some kind of vortex in your living room.
I'm telling you, I opened my eyes one or two times, and I saw the incense that were in the middle of our circle. It was like going in a spiral. I was like, what the? It was the energy while we were doing that chant. It was awesome.
It was awesome. Oh, my. Wow.
Wow. Okay, so what was everyone's takeaway? Like, and I know some of us may have touched on this already, but what was our takeaway from this retreat? What did we learn, and what do we look forward to at the next retreat? Goddess B.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one came from left field. Okay.
Yeah, I just look forward to it. The camaraderie and just sharing and giving more, and of course I'll be finished the book by then, so I'm going to definitely put into practice some of the things that I've read and just continue to search and be open to what can happen, and know that I can manifest these things, you know that if I can get myself straight, you know, whatever this peace that's coming over this this energy that's coming over the earth, I'm excited to be a part of it and knowing that I am a part of it. And all of us are a part of it. So when we come together, it makes it so strong. And that's one thing, too. Coming together with you sisters has given me support, you know, because everybody is not feeling this thing here. Especially when you got, you know, the outside world, or what you call outside, friends and family that don't think the way you do. So it's good to be around people that support the what you're thinking and how you're looking at life.
Right.
It just gives you strength, you know. I gather strength from all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it was just beautiful. It was almost to the point, the weekend was so nice. I hated seeing people go. It was like, I was like, wow, this weekend was just so powerful and the energy was just so right. I was like, wow, everybody's leaving? Y'all got to go?
It's going to be better, though, sister. It's going to be better the second time around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
You know how they say it just gets better with time?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Wow. All right. So, Sha Bless, you want to get at that question? What's your takeaway? What did you learn, and what do you look forward to for the next
week? What I've learned is, you know, everyone's story that brought them to the Great Mother. That right there brought a closeness when everyone sat and they gave their testimony in a way.
Mm.
And that kind of touched me because it's so, you know, we're from different parts of the country.
Mm.
But,
right.
You know, some of our stories are similar. And that created a connectivity. And, you know, it's like family. You know, I took away
right.
a family bond.
Mm-hmm.
I think the element that really, really helped was being out there with nature, with that ocean, with that boom, you know, the waters.
Yeah.
And, you know, the waters with her daughters, it was just, it was perfect. And I left with a high. I'm still on it. You know, my battery was dead. And it's like, that came right on time. I'm telling you, when you called me earlier that week, it was sizzling. I was on a sizzle. And I was like, I'm going to go to this retreat. Yeah.
Okay.
Electricity, you know, it's like a jolt of electricity. You know, it was wonderful. And I think, you know, next time, there's really not much to change. Just, you know, as long as we keep the elements involved, keep nation involved, and keep, keep us together and to recharge and support one another, because that's what a retreat is, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I wanted it to be relaxing, and I was running around here with like a chicken with their head cut off, trying to get everything straight. So when y'all came in and y'all just felt comfortable and just kind of sort of like flopped down on the sofa and kind of sort of walking around like y'all lived here, I was like, see, that's what I wanted. That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got up and we were cooking breakfast together, and one sister would get up and wash dishes, you ain't have to ask nobody. Everything that needed to be done just was done. It was like God was there. And she was.
Mm-hmm.
Even
right.
one of us. I'm like,
right.
I mean, it just flowed so well. I mean, everything that needed to be done just was done. One sister said, well, oh, we need to do so-and-so. Then another sister would stand up and go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You didn't have to ask nobody nothing.
All right. Because when you're conscious and you know who you are, then you know what to do.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And coming together certainly gives the support to do, because it's like, you know, even when you know what to do, I know for me there are certain resources that are necessary to, you know, to aid me and support me in doing what it is I know I need to do.
Right.
And being able to come together as resources for support and resources of support for each other. You know, it just makes a difference. It's one thing, you know I would take away. It's like, even though, like I said, I acknowledge the sort of, it's like the way I usually say it, the sugar and the shit, you know, and separating sugar from the shit, and recognizing the shit in all the different sort of arenas that I walk and as I journey, as I travel in this place. What I take away is a knowing, a security, you know, just my spirit is just like dancing right now, even as I'm just saying it and thinking about it. A joy of knowing that, you know, the change is happening, if you will. To be able to be part of that with, especially, you know, with you all younger sister and, you know, Goddess Earth and Seek, and Shah Bless and all of you, you know, at least for me, in comparison, being able to pass that down and to know that the next generation has a firm grip on the baton, if you will, and have taken off with it. And so, you know, that's one thing that I take. It will keep with me even as I continue to, you know, go through this transformation for myself. And then the process of just sort of knowing that others are doing it too and that all is not lost, even though, you know, things may look very different when we are apart and separate, you know, knowing that things are moving forward at the same time and with leaps and bounds even.
I'm going to call out to a sister that I know is listening to us, the Goddess Networks. If you could call in, and Goddess Networks contributed to our retreat, but she was not able to take it. Mm. And for all the sisters that are listening, live or in archives, this is the first one, but we will be having one at least three a year, at least I'll say at least 2 to 3 a year. Mm-hmm. But the next one is going to be our summer retreat, and it will be, I haven't set the date in stone as of yet, but I'm looking at the weekend of June 23rd or within the 2 weeks after that. So I'll know within about 3 to 4 weeks exactly which weekend is going to be, but you know, keep a lookout for that so that everyone can know well ahead of time. And make sure y'all sign up for blackwomenshealth.ning.com so you can be a part of the network to get all of our emails and things in reference to the retreats and any other events that myself or the other sisters are sponsoring. So, Sister Earth, is your line open? Well, can you?
Yeah. I'm
okay.
Here.
I wanted you to speak on, you know, your experience when you came in Sunday and the other two sisters were here and everything, and how we were all talking about the retreat. What was your, what did you get from coming in on Sunday?
Well, coming in on Sunday, the thing that I got from the retreat, which was beautiful, is how it seemed both of the sisters that I spoke with, including yourself, is that how beautiful the weekend was, period. That, like, piggybacking off of what Shah Bless said, that these strong, powerful sisters could spend a weekend together and just talk and laugh and give praise to mommy and things like that. I just really got from it that you guys had a beautiful time, and it was like something spiritual for at least the sisters that I've met and with you. So that's what I got from it, that beauty of sisters actually coming together and doing ritual and just being together. Now, I didn't get a chance to meet everybody, but I did get a chance to meet Goddess D. And those few moments that we spent together, again, was beautiful because your spirit is just so welcoming and lovely. I really enjoyed you for those few minutes that we did have together. Yeah. And then Sister Avanai, oh my God, Sister Avanai, she dropped like 40 jewels on me about my own child. And she really gave me some great advice on, you know, raising a son and a child, period. And I can't express to you how thankful I am for what you did tell me, Sister Avanai. And I hope you know that during my meditations, and I think highly of you, just like I think highly of Goddess B. And see, I already know you, so I'm not gonna kiss your butt on the phone. But I love you too. I love you too. But really though, really, Goddess B, those few moments we spent together, as soon as you got out of the car, I told Zeke, I love her. I absolutely love her.
Oh, thank you. I love you too, sister. I love you too. And you know, let me give a shout out to the Goddess Networks, yes, because posting that video, I just was thirsty for more.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, leave out acknowledging the many teachers that are out here for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. But yeah, Sister Earth, I can't wait for the next one so we can get to know each other better. And that's what it's all about, you know?
Exactly, exactly. I have to be there for the next one. And Sister Abanai, you too. I'm extremely blessed. We had a little more time together. But I'm really glad that we had the talks that we had and the things that you taught me about children. You know, I really, really appreciate that. And I appreciate you, Sister. I appreciate you.
Ashe, thank the mothers. And so it was great. It was great. And how and enjoyed meeting that energy and that spirit called Alex, right? Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, Alex is, he's wonderful, too. That's her son, if anyone doesn't know who we were talking about. Yes. So, I just wanted, like I said, I just wanted us to get on the lines today and give thanks to Mami, you know, Mama for bringing us together, you know, having a great experience. We got about 9 minutes left, so I just want, about 8 minutes left, so I just want anyone that has anything to say right now that you want to say to the other sisters who were a little apprehensive about making this retreat, you know, what can you say to them about this one coming up for the summer?
Well,
we got 8 minutes.
Yeah, I just want to say something right quick. You know, apprehension, you know, it's just another form of fear, but you should go. You should go and be around your sisters and bond with your sisters because, you know, while we were there, we had all levels of things going on. We had intellectual conversations. We had spiritual conversations. We were cutting up, you know what I'm saying? I like to laugh and act a fool sometimes, so, you know, you sort of clowning. Now, I'm not always serious. And, you know, everything is not always serious, but we're human sisters, and we have emotions, and all of those things are expressed, and you need to be a part of that. You need to be. And I just want to say, Goddess B is the big sister. The girl could cook. She was and I was in there washing dishes. Every time I turn around, she showed me.
Okay.
God bless, your phone was breaking up a little bit. You said you was in there washing dishes and what?
I'm in there washing dishes and Goddess B is making sure she has one more to the pile.
Oh, okay, yeah. We kept the house clean. You know, we kept our house clean, so.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there are two sisters that are not on the line right now that did participate with the retreat. I just spoke to one and she is not feeling good, so that's Sister Queenie Fama. So, you know, we need to have her in our prayers and our meditations right now because she is not feeling well, and we all need to send some healing energy to the sister, send some great key to her, send that love and that support to her right now because she's not feeling well. And I just got a phone call from her as we were speaking a few minutes ago.
Okay. Queen Ifama, yo. Off
Queen
the chain.
Ifama,
off the chain.
Queen Ifama is a beautiful spirit. You know, beautiful spirit.
Very talented as well.
Her jewelry?
Yeah. She makes a dope jewelry. The jewelry was fly.
Man.
Talented, yes.
Man. Oh, my God.
And kept us laughing, too, and kept us laughing.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Goddess B makes a T-shirt. She makes a silk screen T-shirt.
That's right.
Whatever you need.
Oh, I got to throw this in there. Goddess B took over my bedroom, y'all. Let me explain.
Yeah.
I have a jacuzzi in my bedroom. Not in the bathroom in the bedroom, but in the bedroom.
That's right.
We made bath salts and all of that. Oh, by the way, how did that video turn out, Goddess B?
Oh, it turned out wonderful. I can't wait to see it.
Okay, so we made bath salts, and she, like I said, she took over my room for about an hour and a half on Saturday and Sunday, right?
I think it was Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It was Friday. No, it was Friday and Sunday.
Okay, early Sunday morning when you went to go take, you know, people back. Because, see, every time you left the house, I jumped in it. As I got.
She was hanging tight with the jacuzzi this weekend.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
and didn't tell nobody else and didn't share, too. But, you know, and she was on it.
y'all come back. If I'm not in the room, it's
now we know. That's right.
If y'all trying to come in there and I'm in there, just knock on them and be like, as long as you ain't sleep, we need to get up in there. No problem. No problem. Because I wanted the sisters to relax and kick back, have fun. We did do a little bit of pampering. We didn't get to as much of it as I wanted to, but everything flowed. Everything flowed. And I was amazed at how everything just flowed so well. It was perfect. All right. Well, I just want to share this experience with the sisters. So, Shah Bless, you got a couple things going on. Give out your YouTube information, your Blog Talk Radio information. The same thing for Sister Abana, Goddess B, and Sister Earth, because we all have different, you know, outlets and different things we're doing for the community and for the people. So share some of that information now.
All right, well, y'all know me. I'm on YouTube, youtube.com/ShahBless1Million. You can check some videos out there. I have a Blog Talk Radio show. I haven't been consistent with it because I only do a show when I'm moved by the spirit, but I'm definitely going to have a part two of the Simples Mommy Water. This time we want to get more in depth with it. I really, really strongly suggest sisters go out and get the book, The Simples. Who has another book on Lulu, Mama Zogbe. But if you just get The Simples, because that will make for more dialogue for us to really, really get into it and talk about it once you start doing your own research. The first show is just an introduction, but the second show I plan really want to get into the meat and the story of the book. So that's some of the things I have coming up.
Okay. And by the way, that Sybil's book by Mama Zogbe, that is going to be numero uno on the Black Womaniverse book list.
Yeah.
That's a requirement. All of us that are really, all of the sisters need to have that book because you will understand what it is that you need to understand. And that's all I'm going to say. You have to get that book.
Right.
All right. Sister Abana, could you let us know about your radio shows, if you're on YouTube? You know, give us your information.
I have my show, a meeting, RNA meeting. We are on break, if you will, for this month. So I'll be coming back and working on some other things, putting some things together. Still do have the YouTube and still have a lot of technical challenges and know that Mommy is guiding me in a different way. And for this month, I'm sort of working to allow myself to trust myself, if you will. So I don't have anything scheduled in no events, but, you know, I'm always out here looking and listening and, you know, never know at what time, you know, the energy will move to say, to prompt to do a meeting, a show or something. But I'll be here. And I wanted to say, about the feelings. I like Shah Bless said it, just in terms of the message to the other sisters and when it's time to come back, you know that, you know, yes, there's anxiety, there's fears, and those things are there. They're natural. That's good. It lets you know that your system is working well. And always just remember that feelings are not facts. They come and they go. And it's okay that we learn to move with them. And through them, if you will, and they don't have to be barriers to stop us. Yet they're there, they're good, they're our friends, and, you know, they come and they go.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Goddess B and Sister Earth, y'all are up next with your information.
Okay, I, too, have a Blog Talk Radio. Today I had it when women were drummers. Going to be doing that again next month, actually. There's a sister, Jan Jeffrey. She's a powerful drummer here in Philadelphia. She has a wonderful story. And she's taking some sisters on the road, worldwide, as a matter of fact. So you'll be hearing more about her. I do it every fourth Friday, normally. So it'll be back on track with my four Fridays in a month. Say 2:00, Live Talk, Goddess B, Mother Knows Best is the name of the shows, Mother Knows Best, and I actually chose that name long before I was into the goddess, so Mother's always been around. Mother's always been there. She's just been waiting for her to come back, waiting for us to come back to her, rather, into her arms, so.
Right, right.
One other thing we touched, we did just a little bit on this raw food. I'm trying to get some sisters together to go to Panama, a beautiful private beach, to be pampered and just have raw foods, detox, learn some things. I spoke to the brother, Iris Latham, yesterday, actually, and I am very excited. He was in Jamaica, and now he moved to Panama. So that's something I want you guys to think about in the upcoming future, to take a trip over there and just really blow this thing off. Because, see, we have to get our bodies together in order to do this work. So, you know, a lot of us have challenges, and once we work on ourselves and get these temples able to receive all the good stuff that the mother has for us, but we got to get our stuff in shape, you know, to be able to do that yoga and do all that Tai Chi and all that good stuff that's going to raise our antennas even higher.
Okay, so, indeed.
We'll talk more about that.
All right, just to let everyone know, brief, go ahead, Sister Earth, I'll throw mine in last. Are you there, Sister Earth? Okay. All right, well, I want to briefly let everyone know that I'm in the process of also planning a trip for the sisters. Either it will be, it's probably going to be later this year, like around sometime between September and October, but it's going to be going to Isla Mujeres, the Isle of Women, and it's located in Mexico, about 6 miles off of Cancun. And I had my own experience there when I went there in 2006, and I'm talking it was a spiritual experience, but I'll get into that at another time. But it's definitely the sisters need to go there and experience this energy that's there in this particular place. If you have not heard of it before, research it. Research the goddess mythology that's along with this place and understand it's a very spiritual place.
Okay.
Y'all know how to get in contact with me, you know, through Blog Talk or Black Womb at DivineChemistry.com. Chemistry is spelled K-H-E-M-E-S-T-R-Y. And you can also join our network if you are a black goddess. That network is blackwomanshealth.ning.com. Thank y'all for listening. And I look forward to speaking to each of you sisters individually and seeing you again at the retreat. I cannot wait.
All right. Peace to
the
dog.
All right. Peace.
All right.
To
love
God.
Y'all.
Love you too, sis. Peace.
Peace.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Microphone controller. I was in the womb with this. Now I'm seconds older.
Hey, 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 hey.
You busy comparing me like I need comparison. How you gonna f*** with this? Caleb in the air, I'm in. And it's dynamite. Pray about it all the time, so it's coming naturally. Got a couple math teachers say I reach the half of me, so I've been working on me happily. Cause there's a mission and a plan at this position. Hoping and praying, wishing, wishing, wishing.